Welcome to another episode of Lights, Camera, Baby, where we talk about all things parenting, everything to make your parenting journey a little bit easier and a lot more fun. Today, we're really excited to have some amazing products on the show, and I'm delighted to welcome to the show Mohammed Karka from Ideal World, and he's the sales and marketing manager. Now, Mohammed has over 25 years experience in the parenting and baby industry, and in this time, he's worked with various international brands which offer products related to nursery, home, toy, travel, and safety. So his knowledge is extensive in this industry, and it has allowed him to share valuable insights into the amazing brands and products available to parents. He's always been a host at Mama Magic, and his engagement with various role players in the baby and child industry has made him a valuable influence in ensuring that you as parents get the best product advice in when making your purchasing decisions. So I'm absolutely delighted to welcome Mohammed Karka, Sales and Marketing Manager of Ideal World. So thank you so much for joining us today, Mohammed. It's always a pleasure to have somebody from Ideal World bringing us all the amazing products that you have available for moms and dads. So much to stimulate our children today. Now we know, we've talked about toys, and we know that toys are a big item in our house as we pile them up through the years. But we all had to start somewhere, right?
Definitely. I think if we understand the value of some of these toys, we'll understand the real need to have them around. And what it's actually going to do to this little bump that has now developed into your little infant. It's now becoming something special.
Yeah.
We want to entertain them.
Yes.
But more importantly, we want to stimulate them.
Right.
And that's the thing that I keep referring to in relation to toys. It's the stimulation that we're giving our kids today. It will come from these toys that just seem to be toys for us. But we'll share some of those insights as to what they do.
Yeah. Now, I mean, toys, like we say, are not just toys, like you're saying. They stimulate them. But why do we need that stimulation? Why do children need the stimulation?
So it's almost like exercise, like fitness. It's continuously stimulating. In a case of a kid up until 36 months old, 3 years old, you want to stimulate them with being able to cope and be able to deal with whatever else it is going to face.
Okay.
Remember, from a stimulation point of view, your audio, visual, touch, sense, all of these things are learning for your long-term life plan.
That is true.
You touch, you feel, you learn. And touch and feel has become a very important part of what it stimulates the mind in terms of what is my capabilities like? What do I understand? What do I feel? There yes. are very specific reasons as to why audiovisual stimulation does show a difference in a child's mental capacity from a growth point of view. But it's because of their exposure to these type of elements in stimulation.
That's very interesting. Now, you brought along with you Baby Einstein range. And I know that's a brand that's been around for a very long time and has grown and innovated in this space, right?
Definitely. So I think Einstein, behind Einstein, that's the name. So it's all about the curiosity factor.
I see.
It's the questioning factor. It's about what lies here that I didn't find. What more is there? So it keeps the child with an inquiring mind. So Baby Einstein's focused a lot about curiosity, about asking the questions, about doing something and wondering what was the response to that. And if I changed it, what would the response be to that? So it creates a lot of inquiry, curiosity in the mind. There's a lot of elements that have been put together in terms of color palettes.
Mm-hmm. So yes, they're all really bright and colorful.
Yes, and very interesting, though, is that a lot of sensory development, black, white, and red, in terms of what a child can see at an early age.
So the colorful, but your primary colors focus.
That's it. So black, white, and red have a color tone that basically provides stimulation in terms of depth perception, mm-hmm. in terms of visual perception. And hence, you'll find a lot of the Baby Einstein focuses on the black and white stimulation at the early stages.
Okay.
With that, the elements of characterization are really important. So we've kind of got Zen here, and he's a character. So you'd start early off. If your kid starts teething, you introduce them via Zen.
And already you have the black and white there.
Got the black and white. There's a very new technology in terms of teething rings, new silicone palettes. And your child starts developing some sort of a characterization. That's the favorite teething element, and it did something for me. With that, you keep the characterization into Zen,
Because now he's moved on. He's got wheels.
And what do we have here? We have what they call Obol. A lot of therapists actually use this as a stimulation toy as well. Obol teaches a lot of grasping. You need to get your toy, you need to grasp.
Right. And that obviously leads later on in terms of grasping of
fine motor skills.
Fine motor skills, your pencil skills, right?
Absolutely. Being able to be able to cope with whatever your hand needs to do and being able to do to such an extent that you're basically making full use of what your capabilities are. But in the baby Einstein element, what they've done added is they've created little surprises inside. So where's that coming from? It's roll-up toys. It's got lights that goes along with it. So you've got a lot of audiovisual stimulation over and above just what you would normally find in an Obol or just our normal range of toys. So baby Einstein has a very specific element to find a lot more curiosity than just our conventional toy would have.
Right. So obviously, if I was as a parent and I'm choosing toys and I go into the store and we're inundated, there's a whole wall full to choose from, or I'm gifting a family with a toy, why would baby Einstein be that choice, the right choice? The preferred choice, yeah. I should say.
Not taking away from what other toys would look like, but there's a lot more of an educational element to the particular product. So it's almost like enhancing what a traditional toy does comes out of baby Einstein.
Yes.
So it's going the extra length to try to say, well, I want to stimulate a little bit more faster. And like I said, I think I've mentioned previously, kids age differently, stimulated differently.
Yes.
And you find that, is it worth finding out and seeing, is my child stimulated a lot more with these type of toys? And then start working your way into to see that he's got the capability of pushing his IQ levels a lot higher and faster.
Right.
And these are the type of things that entertain at that level.
Yes. Now, do you think... This might be a rhetorical question, but do you think that these toys are a better replacement to a cell phone these days or the television? Because I've seen that a lot where, you know, a phone has become a replacement. But is it better, worse? What are your thoughts on that?
So
I know it helps. I know
that. Definitely. But the thing about it is I've been through a couple of forums where we sit with occupational therapists. And the big focus has been reading as a starting point. And then it's been focused about the fact about how much of time we're giving towards digital content and how much time kids are sitting. And pretty much, if you take in a normal cell phone or an iPad, there are a lot of good stimulation.
Yes, definitely.
It definitely has its value. But if you consider the fact that you need to sit there for 2 hours, 3 hours idle, what has it done to the physical development of a child? So toys has the capacity to be able to provide both physical and mental development, which is an absolute need for having tactile stimulation, audiovisuals. You could sit in front of an iPad and get as much information. What is really exciting about baby Einstein is that they've also paired their characterization with a YouTube channel.
Oh, wow.
So when
does that work?
When you buy into your baby Einstein range, you'll pretty much see at a particular point, you'll find YouTube content here. So they've actually got a series of different products related to the characterization, teaching them about colors, teaching them about audiovisual.
Wonderful.
So taking into account the new parenting and the digital era that we're in, these are being married up with the actual choice. So in the early phase of development, we want them to get physically. And then when we need to start stimulating them mentally at certain specific times, we have YouTube channels that are developing for this under baby Einstein with a whole series of characterizations about Zen, about Opus, about Neptune, giving you a story behind your toys.
That is so amazing. So it's a wonderful combination of the digital screen and the physical stimulation,
definitely,
right?
Definitely.
And that physical stimulation is so important for their development.
Definitely. Absolutely. It's just making a well-rounded appeal towards what we need to do to be able to progress.
Yes.
And that's important.
And, I mean, so right here we have this lovely octopus. I know that does amazing things, right? So what kind of stimulation can we expect from him?
So Opus has quite a bit of feature to him. Pretty much if you look at it from a color point of view, there's a lot of teaching that goes on. So Opus basically connects with the kid, starts addressing the kid. Hi, how are you? And we've got various different languages and there's different play modes in it. The exciting thing about this particular toy is that it starts off as early as 6 months, where it sits there. And at 6 months, it recognizes, or you've set it up to recognize, that your child can only do so much.
Yes.
And what do you want to teach them? It's developing a bond with the toy. What that? There's some music that plays along with it, piano-type music. He spins around and he starts entertaining your little one.
Yes.
At 6 months. At some point, your child wants to start crawling. If you change the mode, it now basically turns around and he starts playing catch with your little one. So your child's develop a bond and he's going, well, come to me, catch me. You can't catch me. And the product takes it all the way through up until around 3 years old, where it becomes a dance pal for a kid.
Oh, wow.
So the two of them will actually dance together. So it's, apart from just finding something that they connect to as minds and keep it and hold on to that, it becomes a friend for them.
And when we talk about like sustainability and longevity of these toys?
So in terms of, and this has been a big focus for baby Einstein in specific, what we're trying to do is trying to make sure that a product doesn't have a short lifespan and a life cycle. There's a lot of good reasons to it. It's a sustainability in terms of planet, in terms of plastics, but it's also to make sure that there's good value offering and everything starts flowing over in what we refer to as a modular concept for the child.
Okay.
So product now has probably got a lifespan. So if you find a product and you pick it up on shelf, you'll see, well, wow, this product actually has a lifespan for 3 years and has the capability of teaching my child and educating my child along those 3 tiers based with their milestones. So that's what some of the products are. And there's obviously specific products which are graded toward what a child can do and can't do. It may be plush.
Mm-hmm.
And plush is appropriate to a of child course. That goes to 6 months. Then there may be specific categories like teething. But even incorporating into that, they've taken a traditional teether and they've made sure that it develops into a stacking ring.
Oh, that's...
So there's longevity in the product that you're actually getting.
Yes. Very, very much so. I mean, it definitely ticks the boxes in terms of curiosity, education, stimulation, and longevity. I think it ticks all the boxes. And then again, in terms of availability in stores.
Again, most toy stores are stock it. You'd find most baby retailers are stocking it because it's a product that goes up until 36 months, 3 years old. So you'll find it in national retailers, independent stores. Most retailers do enjoy the Baby Einstein range. There's a lot to it, so everybody's got it for you.
And it's a hardy toy. That's what I like about it terms of it's strong.
It's very durable in relation to what it needs to do.
Yes. So, and you can probably keep it for baby number two as well.
Definitely.
Or hand it over, hand it down. I think that's really important. So thank you so much, Baby Einstein, for sure, ticking all the boxes with toys, taking us to another level, electronic stimulation added to that physical stimulation, right?
That's it. Audiovisual, colors, everything added in, music, and the lights and sounds as well.
Yes, really knocking the lights out in terms of all the tick boxes and check boxes that we need when we're looking for toys. Definitely a good one as a baby shower gift, for mums to be, birthdays.
It's
always.
Does it all properly.
Yeah. And I think obviously the range is big enough as well to, there'll always be something that you can buy.
Yeah. There's a lot more now new development into swings, bouncers, rockers, as well as sleep.
Oh, really?
A lot of that product starts hitting the shelf shortly. There's a lot of new product range coming through from Baby Einstein. So they all basically marry in with the entire concept of a toy. So there's a lot more to come through.
So wonderful stimulation. It's September 2024. We're hoping to see it on shelves by Christmas, maybe. You think of that, definitely?
They've already made its way on the shelf.
Awesome. So exciting. I think, again, another winner for our mums and dads looking to stimulate baby, looking, and sometimes, you know, it's a tiring job being a parent, trying to multitask, looking after our homes, our jobs, you know, just the family as a whole, and then also to be able to stimulate baby in the right way and not feel guilty for not having that. I think these toys fill that gap.
I think so too, definitely. And like you said, there's a lot more that we have the capacity to do, and there's some things that would allow stimulation toys like these to do.
Yes, knowing that they're mindfully occupied, right?
Definitely, and in the right way, and everything that they're learning is actually the next step to the next step of their learning development.
Yep, and it's all about the milestones again, right? Thank you so much, Mohammed. For our mums out there, I think they're looking forward to going into store to finding out what the range offers. If you know birthdays are coming up, you having a special party for baby, or it's for your baby shower, Baby Einstein is the perfect gift if you're looking for stimulating toys. Thank you for coming in explaining to us, we are completely stimulated.
Thank you, Progeny.
Well, mums and dads, that was the end of this episode of Lights, Camera, Baby. We hope you've been delighted and intrigued and inspired by the amazing products that we've had showcased to you today. We hope that it helps you make better buying decisions, understanding what products you and your family need for your child. So we're delighted to have Mohammed Kaka with us today from Ideal World, sharing his knowledge on how to make the best decisions when buying products for you and your family. Thank you so much for joining us. If this episode resonated with you, please feel free to share it with a friend, another mum, another dad that you know will enjoy it as much as you did. Thank you so much for joining us on Lights, Camera, Baby.